Welcome back to the University of Life. I'm Sean Roundy, and today's podcast begins with an old joke. And by old, I mean it dates all the way back to about third grade. It's one of those kind of jokes. It's a definition, the word being coincide, and the definition is what people do when it rains. Now, I'm sure your sense of humor has developed a long way since third grade, and that probably wasn't even funny. It doesn't matter. I want to extract a point from it, though, and that is that it's true, isn't it? That when life rains, when the skies become overcast and gloomy and cold and damp, that's when people go inside, typically. They look inside, they explore their feelings, they introspect. And the reason they do that is because our brains are built, perhaps you've heard this before, with a negativity bias. It means we focus on the negative. And the reason for that is so that we can solve the problems. But if you spend your whole life just running into one problem and solving it and then going and putting out the next fire and focusing that way, well, that's probably average, but it's not the most productive. It's not the most happy, definitely not the most satisfying way to live. We kind of think of it like the weather, where we think, you know, if I have some problems deep down inside, deep down in my gut, down in my equator, maybe the ocean waters are too warm. What does that have to do with me up here in sunny North America or wherever we live? And yet we're now all plenty familiar with El Nino. And we know that if there are problems at the equator, far away, deep inside, they will eventually come to the surface and you will get an overabundance of rain. So University of Life, uoflife.com, that's what this is about. It's about trying to learn the lessons we need while the sun's shining, while it's so much nicer, while it's so much more fun to explore and learn them, so that we can avoid some of the storms, some of the stress, some of the hurt, some of the wasted life. I hate that. I hate the wasted opportunity. Time goes by. And yet most people kind of follow along. Like, it's like C.S. Lewis's quote when he said, "Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." That, to me, sounds like not the greatest way to live. So thanks for joining me here at the University of Life, where we can do some of that introspection now before the storm arrives, when it's much more fun and easy and interesting. I hope you've taken the time to take advantage of some of the resources, like this podcast, like some of the other articles and books I've been writing, like The Love Project. I mean, talk about one of the most powerful forces in the universe, yet we barely understand it. It's so misunderstood. And so I've been researching that for over 5 years, published my first book on it back in January of this year. And in all my research and all the stacks of books and papers I've read, there's nothing like everything that I put together here. It's really useful. Identity is one of my other main topics I'm researching now. I've got a course coming out about it very soon. Because when you really look at life, what it's really all about, people often think it's about, oh, it's about the money. It's about the nice fancy car. It's about a nice house, relationships. There's some truth to that. Those things are nice. But what all those things are really designed for, one thing only, and that is to help you experience yourself, help you experience being alive and feeling good. It's all about the spiritual, isn't it? It's all about the internal. So again, thanks for joining me. We'll keep going. Please share it with your friends. If you're not already, go to uoflife.com and sign up to be notified when new podcasts come out. And we'll see you next time. Until then, live smart, live happy.